It's raining again, babe. Perfect snuggling weather. Come on. Come get into bed. Snuggle up with me, and we can listen to the rain together. That's better. Just us. Cozy. Nothing to do but enjoy each other. And the rain outside. I love these little moments with you. Cuddled up with you, listening to the rain. So what are you thinking about? What's got you so hard under there?
Oh, I know that look, that blush. I saw it after I pegged you that night. You know the one, that night when you finally said what you'd been curious about. You wanted to know how a real cock would feel inside you. That's what you're thinking about, isn't it? A real cock. A thick, hard, hot cock. Aw, there's no need to look so sheepish, babe. It's okay. Hell, as far as I'm concerned, it's hot as fuck. I just want to be there when you try it for the first time. I know how difficult it can be to accept that you're bisexual, and even worse, to actually try it. So, when that day or night comes, I want to be there. Partly because, well, hot, but also because I want to make sure my good boy is safe. Okay? Good. So, what are you imagining? Oh, come on. Allow me a little fantasy. Oh, you want to know what I want to see? What I think would be hot to see you doing with another man? Okay, how about this? You take your clothes off for me, and I will have my way with you, and I will whisper ideas into your ear, and we'll see how much you like them by how much your cock twitches. And as always, all you have to do is say the word if any of it makes you feel uncomfortable. Sound good? Good. No, babe, lay back. Yeah. Just like that. Now, close your eyes. Don't think too hard about my hand on your cock. Just feel it. I want your mind to really focus on the picture I'm painting for you. Good boy. Where to start? Where to start? Well, we can start with pegging you. I mean, we both love that, and it is where we started down this road. Only, in this fantasy, we're not alone. While you're bent over, taking my strap on your hands and knees, doing so well, he's watching, sitting just over there, every bit as naked as you are, every bit as hard. He's watching you, and you're watching him. Watching him stroke his cock. Oh, that cock. It's so hard. Not too big, not too small, thick. And it's leaking pre-cum. Doesn't it just make your mouth water? No need to judge from your dick this time. I saw you lick your lips, babe. Do you want it? Do you want to taste that pre-cum leaking from his cock? Want to lick it up? Want to wrap your lips around it and suck out every drop that he can give you? After all, it is very much for you. Look at him. Look where his eyes are. They're not on me. They're on you. It's you that's making him leak. It's you that he desires. And I know. That's scary. Being wanted by a man. But it's okay, babe. I'm here. I'm here. So, go on. Imagine yourself calling him closer. Imagine me burying my strap in you, my hands stroking your spine as you ask for a taste. As he stands up and walks over to the bed, as your hand wraps around his shaft and you feel the weight, the heat of another man's cock for the first time. You can feel my fingers pressing against your shoulders as you pull him close and you lick his head and you taste him. And again and again, tasting more until you just have to give in. Give in and wrap your lips around his tip and suck. Oh, and I would not be able to stay quiet seeing that, to be honest. Honestly, I'd just be laughing with joy at seeing you take that step. And moaning when you do open your mouth and take him into you. Fuck. That would be so, so hot. Oh, God, you would look so good with a cock in your mouth. I'd be laying on your back and craning my neck to get as good of a look as I could get. My tits pressed into your back. Fuck. I probably wouldn't be able to keep my hips still though. I'd probably have to start fucking into you. Slow, steady, at least a little bit. Do you think he'd be able to keep his hips still while you suck his dick? Do you want him to? Would you want him to hold still, just moaning above you while you make him feel so, so good? With lips and tongue? Maybe even his hand stroking your hair while he says how good you're doing? Or would you prefer him to start moving? Start fucking your mouth while I fuck your ass? The two of us properly spit roasting you like a good little slut. You'd rather the former? No, babe, that's okay. Maybe in time you'll want that, but if not, that's absolutely okay. You good? Do you want him to come in your mouth? Oh? Oh, I felt that twitch. You want that cum, huh? Yeah? You want to feel it spilling over your tongue? Warm, hot, spurting out of him. He definitely won't be able to stay entirely still when that orgasm hits him. But I think you'd be okay with that. After all, you'll be getting a reward for being such a good boy for him. And of course, I know you. You'll keep sucking, won't you? You do on my clit, even if I'm bucking against your mouth, fit to break something. Maybe we could double team him. I'd have to pull my strap out of you to do it, but we could both kneel, take turns on his cock, or maybe one of us sucks his shaft and head while the other takes care of his balls. And don't worry though, you'll still get his load. I wouldn't take that from you. Although, it does occur to me that if I had pulled my strap out of you, then there would be a perfectly good, thoroughly warmed up and lubricated hole going spare. Oh, you bet I'd be drenched. Fuck. I am just thinking about it. Never mind doing it. But no, we've already covered this. His desire is for you, not me. You. So, how about it, babe? Bend over for him, or lay back and spread your legs. Oh, I saw your legs twitch. Oh, go on. Spread them. Open up. Just lay back and imagine him taking up position between your legs as I caress your cock, your chest, your hair. And then you feel it. The head of his cock, thick, blunt, and so very much hotter than my strap ever will be, teasing at your entrance. And you, so ready. So, just relax as he slides all the way into you. One smooth, slow motion until he's buried to his balls in your ass. Oh, fuck. And I promise it'll feel so damn good. You know it will. We both know how much you enjoy my strap, and let me tell you, as a lady who has tried both, a real cock is even better than the store-bought kind. Provided, you know, that the person attached to it isn't a bigger dick than what they're wielding. But that wouldn't be a worry for you. I'd make sure of it. Only the best of male lovers for my man. So just relax. Lay back and enjoy him fucking you. Feel his grip on your hips as he thrusts. Hear his growls and his groans because you feel just so good. That breathless, barked fuck when he bottoms out in you and you clench around him as you start to get into it and start fucking him back. That's the one downside to you getting fucked on your back, really. You can't just back up into him. It does give me a better view of it, though, of him sliding into you. Especially if I start sucking your cock as well. Still, perhaps a position change? Let him pull out just for a moment while you get back onto your hands and knees? Actually, no. Not just while you bend over for him. Because I would be soaked. And damn well need you in me. So, let me lose my strap and lay myself down and spread my legs. And then you fuck me. And I'll hold your face in my hands and watch as he slides back into you. And he can fuck us both. He can use your hips as handles and thrust into you and drive you into me, and you can fuck back against him, drawing out of me for another drive in. God, that would be so, so good. Feeling, hearing, seeing two men, two sexy, sexy men on top of me. Hearing you moaning and growling, wrapping my legs around you both, clamping my pussy on you and you clenching on him in response. Fuck, that would be so, so hot. So fucking hot. And when he comes, he'll fill you up. And you will fill me up. And I'll hold you and tell you how good of a boy you've been. Not just for me, but for him too. There would be one downside though. He wouldn't have gotten any cum. Though maybe he could clean me up. Though, really, it would only be fair if he bent over for you. But that can be for round two. For now, though, I am dripping, so I am gonna go bend over that chair over there, and you're gonna open your eyes and come and fuck me and fill me. And if you come before I do, I'm gonna ride your face until I am thoroughly sated. Actually, no, I'm gonna ride your face regardless. Deal? Good. Well, come on then. Let's finish what we started.